see. Nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy. Running for my own life now. I'm really turning some time. Looking up to the sky for something I may never.
All right. Welcome back. I'm Andrew Fellows. You're listening to Andromeda on 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, the very first in-person show of the 2020-2021 academic year. Very excited to be the first in-person DJ this semester. Came in here, the lights were all off, and can't wait to bring the best of college radio back to the community. That was Andromeda, the song by Wise Blood, from her album Titanic Rising last year. Amazing piece of indie pop music. And today I've got a few autumnal tunes cooked up for you guys. We've got some Phoebe Bridgers, some Fiona Apple, some Fleet Foxes. And if it sounds like I'm a little bit muffled, it's probably because I'm wearing a mask. I was a little bit disappointed, but it's a learning curve. I'll get used to it. And all right, well, let's dive right into it. This is a song that I've been wanting to play for so much of this year. This is Kyoto from Phoebe Bridgers' Punisher from way back in June. The song was from way back in April, but I've been aching to play this one. So here we are. Phoebe Bridgers, let's go. Very excited.
Things are
Right then, you just heard The Way Things Are from Fiona Apple from the, let's see, from the 1999 album When the Pawn, etc., etc., etc. It's a very long album title. Wonderful, somewhat autumnally sounding song. Maybe that's a little bit of a reach, but we're trying to get into some more acoustic tunes later on and out of the songs that I just wanted to play just because I've been aching to play them. So that one, and then before that, we heard Kyoto from Phoebe Bridgers off of her fantastic new album, Punisher, which came out this summer. And, well, a little bit about this show, because I didn't really give a proper introduction. I'm just going to be playing whatever I feel like, my favorite things that I've been digging lately. And it remains to be seen whether or not I'll have features or people calling in or guests or things like that. There'll be no physical guests because of the rules, but we may be featuring a Tufts choral group, which might be coming on and doing some of their, performing some of the things they perform, and we will be broadcasting their music to nursing homes and to people who would like to hear it. They usually go to nursing homes and those kinds of places themselves, but obviously that is a very high risk in these times, so we will definitely do our best to work that into the schedule. But for now, let's hear a little bit from the Fleet Foxes, who just released an album last week called Shore. This is Featherweight. Well, there we had Midlake with Provider off of their 2013 album Antiphon, an album I particularly enjoy, but most Midlake fans do not, considering that it lacks a couple of their original members. I think it's a delightful, delightful album, though. And before that, more importantly, we heard the new Fleet Foxes song Featherweight off of Shore. They really do not miss. They really cannot release a bad album if they tried. I don't think they ever will. And I think if they do, then, you know, that's the apocalypse. That's when that's going to happen. But from now on, we're going to get into a little bit more of the folk and a little bit less of the indie. We're going to hear a little bit of what is called American Primitivism, which is a style of American folk guitar that I really associate with autumn and with autumnal things and the air and everything and the leaves. The master of American Primitivism, John Fahey, who is somewhat of a cult figure, somewhat of a mysterious figure, as people like him usually are. Very, very beautiful music. Although, unfortunately, the quality of the audio is sadly not as great as I would like it to be. But that's okay. We'll live with it. We like lo-fi. This is John Fahey from, I believe, 1959 with the Sligo River Blues. And then after that, we'll hear some more folky things from a couple of other artists. Thank you.
so freely made me wonder, was it real? But then I was just the same with mine, and I know the way I feel, know the way I feel, you know. When strangers meet like we did, it can leave you feeling sad. But that's not the way it left us, no. Love is not like that. Love is not like that, you know. And I could live so long on your memory alone. Yes, I could live so long.
Hey, won't somebody maybe listen. Let me say what's been on my mind. Can I bring it out to you? I need someone to talk to, and no one else will spare me the time.
All right then. Wow. That song really just like beautiful. That was Linda Perhex with Hey Who Really Cares from Parallelograms from 1970. And then preceding that was the Irish folk band Tir na n Og with So Freely from A Tear and a Smile, also from 1972. So a couple older songs there, and then before that we heard the magnificent John Fahey with the Sligo River Blues from The Legend of Blind Joe Death. Always associate those three songs with autumn and with the respective things about autumn. And with that, now that we are at the 35-minute mark of the hour, it's time for my favorite part of the show. If you've listened to this show before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The PSA. So today's PSA is Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a person without a passcode can readily be searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one else is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you've forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. You can learn more about your rights. Oh, there we go. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just thought that one was a little bit pertinent and a little bit helpful, especially for this year. And now with that, let's get back to the music. Here's a little bit more modern folk coming at you from the Stray Birds, a Lancaster, Pennsylvania-based band. And this is one of my favorites of theirs. This is called Dreamin' Blue.
Drown in dew. came howling after God. Won't you set things right? Mend my mind, untie my knot. Calm me through the night. Not another word from you, I came to say goodbye. Not another word from you, my love. Set me straight. Will I live to shake the dead? Will I crumble from the weight? Not another word from you, I came to say goodbye. Not another word from you, my love.
Yeah.
All right, then. We just heard some Alex G, a classic Philadelphia native and mainstay of the indie rock scene there. That was Icehead off of his fantastic DSU album, which is already 6 years old, amazingly. And before that, we heard Boston-based indie folk musician Anji Mile. Not exactly sure how to pronounce that. Probably should have researched it, but this is from their new album, their debut album, Giver Taker, on Father Daughter Records. That was Not Another Word. Amazing harmonies on that song. Love it. I just discovered them just last week. Former student at Northeastern, fun fact. And before that, we heard the Stray Birds, a country folk band from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, from their debut album that was Dream in Blue from 2012. And so the theme today has sort of been a mix of autumn and also the things that I've really been wanting to play, and that's partially been influenced by the events of the summer and the events of the year overall. And over the summer months, I became obsessed with this song and really this band called The Cleaners from Venus, and they were one of the first really lo-fi indie bands, and they started out of the scene in Essex in England in the early 80s, and they really put out some amazing jangly songs, and this one here that I'm about to play is called The Jangling Man, and it really kind of encapsulates what makes them so charming and everything. And it's also somewhat of a protest song. It's got some protest, it's got some timely things, and I think you'll really enjoy it. So this is The Cleaners from Venus on WMFO.
Everywhere.
All right, then. We just heard. What did we just hear? The Cleaners from Venus. The Jangling Man from their 13th album called Number 13. A protest song. A song about the poll tax riots of the late 80s in the UK. Which is really pertinent and important to any sort of protest movement. There's a lot of really great quotes and really great lyrics in that song, as well as some killer guitars and some killer songwriting. Just an all-around great song. Very underappreciated band there. And we're closing in on the end of the hour here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, I would like to hand the headphones and the mic over to a virtual DJ who is Sweet D, who's about to take over with the Yellow Tulips at 5 p.m. And that will be about it. It's been great sharing this first hour of the year with you all, and I hope to continue with many more. And to close this out, here's one from primitivist guitarist Eli Winter. And this is his song, Maroon. So have a great week. See you next Sunday. And take care.